Since that girl did a video on how there's ads everywhere in America, I realized that there was 6 ads just within one pump at my local gas station.
Is it possible to do anything without seeing ads anymore?
Yo, if I'm paying for it, why are there like 10 ads? 1 of 6. Are you crazy?
Don't update your iPhone. Apple is adding ads into Apple Maps.
Look, I'm well aware that Google is always listening, but do I have to get ads for my own apartment complex? I already live here.
Nobody wants to see ads, and yet global ad spend is on track to hit $1 trillion for the first time ever.
Maybe younger generations who grew up with this won't get it, but the internet didn't used to have so many ads. You would only get ads if you went to like a shopping website. If you saw the amount of ads that we get today, it meant that your computer had like 50 viruses.
Those were also the days before corporations controlled the internet. You could stumble across a random forum with real people, not bots, and just chat with friendly strangers. This comment reads, "It was also a sign the website is unsafe, sketchy." True. In the early days of the internet, we had to worry about scammers using keyloggers to steal our passwords, but today we just get corporations tracking everything we do so they can show us even more ads.
Being poor and having a Kindle is just a public humiliation ritual because why? I'm on the subway, I'm reading my book, and then I open my Kindle and it's this shit. He shatters bones in the name of justice, but he'll never let anyone hurt me. And so people who don't know how Kindle works are going to think that I'm reading that. I'm not.
Amazon forcing users to watch ads on a device they already own should be illegal. And they continue the enchidification of the Kindle. Last year, they made it so that owners could no longer transfer the books that they own. But worse than that, this year they announced they're ending support for older Kindles. Owners can no longer download new books to older devices, even if the devices work perfectly fine. It's forcing Kindle owners to buy a new device that they don't need.
I will eventually crash out with the amount of ads I'm subjected to for just one single YouTube video. 2 ads, unskippable ads, to start the video. Not even 2 minutes in, another ad break. 2 unskippable ads. Ads finish. A fucking sponsor. Okay. 2 minutes later, we're talking about the sponsor again?
When brands reach out and I tell them that I don't work with sponsors, it's like they glitch. They've never been told no. But this is part of the reason why I don't work with sponsors. I myself skip ahead on sponsored portions, so why would I subject you to that? According to Alphabet's 10K filing, YouTube generated more than $40 billion from ads in 2025 alone. This is why we can't escape them. More ads equals more money.
If you put your ad on a YouTube video that I'm trying to watch, I promise you I will never buy whatever product you're trying to sell me ever in my life.
I also feel this way, and apparently a lot of other people do too. This comment reads, "It makes me not want to buy the products. When an ad annoys me enough, I will never buy said product ever again out of spite." I never interact with ads, and so this got me thinking, all of this money being spent on ads, but do people even click them? At least when it comes to YouTube, the answer is not really. The average YouTube ad click-through rate is roughly 0.65%. That means more than 99% of the time, no one clicks. Ultimately, it's hard for brands to know if someone bought a product because they saw an ad or just out of genuine curiosity. And of course, platforms like Google will tell them it was because of the ad.
So here's something crazy that I have to mention. For some reason today, while I was on YouTube, an ad popped up for an AI girlfriend. Beautiful, smoking hot, long legs. I was wondering, why did it pop up on my ad? Why did it pop up on my video? Well, actually, it's probably because I was watching World of Warcraft videos.
Advertisers are now selling us companions. The fact that we live in a society lonely enough that AI girlfriend is an ad category is insanity. In the UK, new research has revealed that 1 in 5 boys aged 12 to 16 is either in or knows of a boy their age who is in a romantic relationship with an AI companion. These ads aren't just finding lonely adults, they're finding children. You know what I was doing when I was 12? Playing with Pokemon cards. I still do. The solution to loneliness is not a subscription.
And my biggest beef with ads now is that they don't even try to entertain you anymore. There's no catchy rhyme to remember and to keep repeating in your head. There's no like stunning visuals. It literally just starts to give, why haven't you bought our product yet? I mean, we made the product, so you're supposed to buy it now.
There are a handful of jingles that are burned into my brain, like the Folgers commercials that claim the best part of waking up was their coffee. Today, there's no storyline. They just flash their products and expect us to buy it. And ads aren't just getting worse, they're invading our physical environment. Look at this. The produce section now has ads on fruit. Hulu is advertising one of their TV shows on this Apple sticker. They're just hoping that if you see Hulu enough times, you will eventually purchase their subscription.
You're only steps away from enjoying the new Buffalo Wild Wings chicken sticks from Slim Jim. Tender, juicy, and bursting with bold, tangy mouth.
You can't even pump your gas in peace. People complain that these ads are really loud, but some of the pumps have a secret mute option.
Must see America. If you've never tried cross country, we're spreading round.
Corporations have built an invisible surveillance network that tracks everything. But don't worry, after the pump has collected data, you can get back in your car and look at the ad on the back of the truck in front of you.
Okay, here we go. A digital sign on the back of a truck. This is where ads of the future come into play. So with all the cookies and stuff that they have, they know what you've been looking at online, which is great. I opt into that because you get behind a truck like this, it'll show you ads that's relative to what you are interested in based off of your location. Yeah, pretty cool.
I don't understand why people think this is cool. Imagine trying to drive at night with this bright ad blinding you. It's a safety hazard. But this is why companies can get away with this. As he said, he thinks it's cool. We're living among people who think this is great. He's probably the same person who thinks it's cool that people who go to the beach to relax are now being bombarded with ads. There is literally no escape. Because now they've figured out how to invade the night sky.
We got ads in the sky. We got ads in the sky now. It's that time.
Oh my god. I can't even remember this one.
Oh. Orion skies. I hope McDonald's is next.
I hope McDonald's is next. This is what I'm talking about. People think this is cool. Like, what is going on? I thought drone shows were supposed to be fun. If it's that exciting looking at car manufacturers' logos, then just Google the images. But it gets worse. A Russian-based startup has patented laser technology that lets satellites project messages, logos, and images down to Earth, essentially turning the night sky into a billboard. Two companies are now planning to deploy between 200 and 400 laser-fitted satellites into orbit before the end of this decade. The glimmer of hope in all of this is that astronomers are fighting back. There is absolutely no reason why you should use space in such a useless way to advertise commercials. I couldn't agree more. Companies used to compete on reputation, quality, price. Now they're all just competing for our attention, placing ads quite literally everywhere. Billboards, gas pumps, the sky, the ocean. And the ads aren't working. 99% of people don't click on them, and yet their budget keeps growing. Now that tech bros are working on projecting ads into space, I'm sure the moon is next. Astronomers, please save us.
Are you losing all your hair? We have a pill for that. Gambling's never been easier than it is right now. I'm going to show you how easy it is. It's on your smart. Have you been thinking about losing weight? You should try our GLP-1. Another completely useless AI tool. Another GLP-1 ad, but it's sponsored by Serena Williams. You're still not on a GLP-1? Well, maybe you should be, you fatty. This new AI tool allows me to free up my time so I can serve my corporate overlords so much more. You should really try gambling. We really want your money.